Morning, guys. It's Audio Mode Day 30, and we are on the last day of Audio Mode, I think. Mum and Dad are coming over later. Not much else really to report. Just general shit. What can I say? General shit, new day. But my dad did pick me up a nice little drill from the auction room the other day, because I have not got my own electric drill. The one I've actually got is an old drill from back in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, I think. An old Black & Decker. It's an orange one. They're a nice little drill. They certainly do what they have to do. And, yeah, you're thinking, why the hell have you got a drill? Well, sometimes when I want to hang clocks, I need a drill to be able to do that. And Sam had one. It was a B&Q's own brand. Decent little bit of kit. Really decent bit of kit. And it works well. You know, you can get attachments for these ones as well. So I've just got it for the drill more than the rest of it. But I do need a drill. That's one thing that I definitely do need in my life, is a drill. Because when I'm hanging clocks for people or myself, I do need to be able to use a drill to put them up. So yeah, we're okay. Good times. She says, Lilybird, you're amazing. I can't say any more than that, but you're friggin' amazing. What a parrot, eh? What a friggin' parrot. Everybody loves my Lilybird. For those who don't know my parrot, for those who recently followed me, I've had her since last year. And she's just amazing. What can I say? She's just cool. Making random noises now, Lilybird, are we? Aha. That was what I was looking for the other day. I'm going to play with that in a bit. Pocket Wizard. Ha, yeah. Hell yeah. Pocket Wizard. Whoo, yeah. Love it. Gwentlian said the other day that she had a game called Pocket Repeat. I'm sure it was Gwentlian that said that. Pocket Repeats were cool. I never actually had one, but I intend on trying to find one on eBay at some point just to add to my collection of games. Because I'm gonna start adding to this collection while I can. Because that's really not bad. You know, that isn't bad. I am going to try and add to this collection of games. Effectively, this is the same as the Big Wizard that you saw. I mean, it's a baby version. It's cute. I'm going to go and play Breakout with it in a minute. There's one game I love to play on the Wizard is Breakout. It's brilliant. As I demonstrated a few days ago, you have to kind of polish it off and go around the corners and kind of, you know, you basically get given a maze like that. And the idea is, I completed it. But yeah, you basically have to plan, you have to work out what keys do what. It is a really addictive game. I love it. You can't go diagonal, you can only go straight, so you can't go from top right to bottom left or bottom left, bottom, top left to bottom right and vice versa. You can't do any of that. You've got to work on the same plane you're on. So if it's top, if the last move was top right, the only ways you can either go is top left to bottom right. You can't go top, you can't go bottom left and do weird things like that. I've got a few more games that I would like to find and demonstrate at some point. But right now I just haven't got the energy to do them. I haven't got the batteries for a start. I will get some, though. Don't you worry your heads about that. Chris will find batteries and we'll demonstrate more. The main ones, as I say, is Melody Madness, which I've got, and I can demonstrate that on the fly. Hello, Lily Bird. She's cute. I thought she was going to start learning that. For those who don't know, that's the melody that my friend Max, the washer dryer, plays when it's finished its cycle. It's actually really cool. She says, "You all right, Lily Bird?" She's so cute. The parrot is so cute. The parrot is so cute. Damn you, little parrot, you're so cute. Oh, wow. Awa, she says. Well, yeah, I'm doing just fine. I'm basically just chilling out. I'm going to have a chat with Mr. Clayton in a few minutes on the phone. Winston's an hour out, typical. Nah, she's not going to do it. She ain't going to do it. I can't believe I found this. I was looking for this the other day, this mini wizard. But we didn't find it straight away. I've got it now. It works fine too. It's in really good shape for his age. It's based on the big wizard, it's just small. It's like a really, really mini version of the thing that runs it. It's really, really tiny. I hope you guys are okay. Today is going to be a good one, I think. So yeah, I think we're going to conclude Audio Mo Day 30. Because there's a lot to look forward to. A hell of a lot to look forward to. As I say, next year, well, I haven't said this yet, but it is now official. I can actually report this to you guys. Next year, we're going to Australia. So you guys in Australia that know me on Audio Boo, give us a shout. If we're coming to your area, we'll pop in, definitely. I'd love to do that. I'd love to meet all of you guys that I know. Rachel and Corey and Sean and everybody else. I do want to meet my friend Joy, who's in Melbourne. Geelong, to be exact. She's not an Audio Boo, though. But I would like to meet her. Mainly for health reasons, because she's not in the best of health. And I want to meet her before it's too late, guys. It's just an absolute must-do. You know, I've got to do it. I mean, I don't know what'll happen, but I'm looking into doing this. You know, it's got to be done. So yeah, hopefully you guys will want me to pay you guys a visit, because I'm looking forward to going already. That's going to be fun times. We're going to have some fun, let me tell you. Going to Scotland later this month, so there'll be booze coming up from there. Later this month coming up, so there'll probably be booze coming from there. Yeah, good times. Good times indeedio. Got my MacBook Air, which I'm taking with me. That is going to be my future computer. Not the old one. We are going to, at some point in time, revamp that Dell of Sam's as well.